Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. Bigger? I didn't know you can think bigger, because I was thinking so normal. I was thinking so good. I was thinking, and my thought process wasn't bad. On the contrary, it was just normal. You know, I don't want to be normal. I don't want to be normal. Me and my wife, we was talking yesterday. I was like, dang, like, you know, when a lot of people got a lot of money. Well, a lot of people don't have a lot of money. A lot of people have money, whatever the case is. But it's like, dang, like, you really don't need a lot of money to survive. And my goal in the future, like, we're going to sit down and write our goals. We're going to write our goals. And one of my goals is that I want to give money away. I want to help someone. I want to donate to, like, different scholarships. I want to donate and help someone not only with, like, get their own first property. I saw a video. It was a preacher. He was preaching, and he was talking to a young lady that was in the audience, and she came up and she donated her last dollar. And when she donated her last dollar, the preacher was like, now, since you blessed us with what you have, God is going to bless us with what we have. And so the people that was in the church kept coming, kept donating money, kept putting money on he was at the altar, and he kept putting money. They kept putting money in there. She was just there crying. And the pastor was there. He was just listening to her. He was just watching her. And he said, what do you do, sweetheart? Like, what do you want to do? And she proceeded to say that she's in marketing. Like, she want to have a business around marketing, around social media, and things of that nature. And he's standing there with the microphone, and he say, who can help her get a job right now? Who has the decision power? Who can actually hire her at this moment? She want to do marketing. She want to do this. And they're waiting for somebody to come up to the altar. They're waiting. And then a woman finally came up, and he asked, can you do that? Can you hire her? Can you put her in a better position? And she was like, yes, she can. And so the woman, the young lady who was standing there, who gave her last dollar, she got blessed not only with a job. This was the caption, and in the video, she got blessed with a down payment. And the preacher, he was just standing there, the pastor just standing there, and he was like, however much this is, I'm going to match it. However much this is, I'm going to match it, because she just received a down payment for her putting her last dollar in tithes and offering. And when I saw that, I said, man, what it would be like just to be a blessing for others. There's a saying that says, I forgot who said, I'll give him credit, but I forgot who said. They say, let your success be a blessing for others. And I said, that's deep. That's crazy. How can your success be a blessing for others? And so over the years, I've been thinking, like, how can my success be a blessing for others? I'm like, oh, first, I have to be okay with sharing my story. Second, I have to know that I have a story to share. And third, that it's okay for me to share my story. You see, just because I'm not at where I want to be doesn't mean I'm not where I used to be. I have to understand that I've grown. I have to understand that I've evolved. I have to understand that I've moved. There's so many different things that a person has to go through, and I want to let my success be the blessing for others. And so one day, my goal is to give charities, give money in scholarships, give money for down payment, give money for life-changing events, give money for somebody to get their driver license, give money to for somebody to get a brand new car, so they won't have to worry about maintenance. And like, I want to be a blessing for others, but for me to be a blessing for others, I have to be okay with sharing my story. I have to be okay with delivering my message. I have to be okay with not only delivering my message, but understanding that my story can become a business. And as it's becoming a business, this is where I will be able to give back, because I will be able to be successful and let my success be a blessing to others. So it was definitely a mindset shift, because it gave me a different outlook of life. Like, when you get to a certain point, you haven't made it. You're just not where you used to be. I'm from a small town, from Little Rock, Arkansas. And if you would have told me that I would be where I am today, I have a book, Master Your Mind, 10 Tips to Shift Your Mindset. I joined the Marine Corps at the age of 19, got out when I was 23. I went through a divorce. I have a documentary, Starting with the Dream documentary on YouTube. I have so many different things that I've learned. Oh, I'm married again. I got remarried, you know, and there's so many different things, not only that I've went through, I just discovered, I just experienced, I just learned. And I want my success to be a blessing for others. And for me to be a blessing for others, I have to understand how to make a business around podcasting, how to make a business around sharing my story, how to make a business around being consistent. So that's the whole goal and purpose of it. About the following days, I'll have a definite goal in mind of how much I would like to give back in charity one day, how much I would like to, you know, just donate, give, help, inspire, encourage, you know what I mean? Like, people need encouragement. And I want to be the example that people can follow, because I'm not doing anything that can hurt anyone. I'm not doing anything that's taking advantage of anybody. And I had to tell myself that so many different times, because I'm thinking that sales, marketing, business, having success is like a scam. Like, you're literally scamming people for money. And it was so overwhelming for me to understand that I'm not, that a business isn't scamming people. Let's just look at a laundromat. I remember being younger and we had to go to the laundromat because we didn't have a wash and dryer. Our wash and dryer went out, whatever the case was. We literally went to a laundromat. We had, let's say, $20. We put the $20 in the machine. We got quarters back so we can use the washer and dryer. The washer and dryer wasn't taking advantage of us. The washer and dryer helped us dry our clothes. So business is not taking advantage of people, depending on the type of business that you're in. However, as I'm learning more, and my understanding is that business is there to help someone, is there to provide a service. The laundromat provided a service of us washing our clothes and drying them. And we could even press them. My mama, she had the starch can, and we had jeans, and she'd spread. And when she get done starching them, the starch would be inside of the pants, inside of the jeans, and the jeans would be so hard to pull apart. And you got a crease line there, that very crease at that moment. However, they're creased because the problem was solved. The laundromat helped us solve the problem of not having clean clothes. The laundromat helped us solve the problem of having to dry our clothes. The laundromat helped us solve the problem of ironing our clothes as well. So it gave me a different perspective of business. Excuse me, just over time, because over time, excuse me, you're helping others. You're helping someone. And I don't want to be the one that take advantage of others. I want to be the one that help others. I want to help. But in order for me to help, I have to learn how to help and know that it's a problem that can be solved. And if I solve a lot of that problem, I'll be able to have a business around it and help others with that problem that they're currently facing. So it is a definitely game changer to think differently, to act differently, to dream big. To dream big costs the same amount of money as it costs to dream small. Because it takes the effort, it takes the energy, it takes the time, it takes the money, and so on and so forth. On the contrary, it's more than just a thought. If I don't act on my 90-day challenge, it will be more just a thought. On the contrary, if I act on a thought, if I do the work every single day, the outcome itself will discover results that I didn't even know I can accomplish. But I have to be willing to do the work. I have to be willing to do the work. For me to do the work, I have to understand what work needs to be done. The social media post is so important because it helps me stay consistent, top of mind of people and customers that I potentially came in contact with once a few times. However, the more value I give, the more I'm communicating with other people, the more I put myself out there, the more I will be able to grow business, help podcasters, launch their podcasts, grow their podcasts, make money from their podcasts, and I'll be able to make a difference because now they won't have to worry about doubt. They just have to worry about figuring out how to do it. I want to get rid of the doubt. I want to get rid of the excuses. I just want to provide so much service, so much value that is helping someone build their confidence. If they can build their confidence, I saw a post yesterday or a video yesterday. I think it was with the 10X movement. It was with the Unbreakable Business. And they was talking about how business is confident. If you're confident in business, you're going to have a successful business. I'm like, God, dog, that's actually didn't even think about that. When I played football, I wasn't confident in my first couple of years because I had to learn the game. I had to learn the system. I had to learn how to be a great player. And then my second last years, I became a great player because I became a student of the game. You can only get confident when you are a student of the game. Whatever business you're doing, whatever industry you're in, it does not matter. You have to be a student of your game, of your industry. Like, shout out to Kasa Knight. I'm pretty sure I saw a video in a documentary explaining that he studied what people like, what people don't like, but you have to remain a student. You don't stop learning. You don't stop growing. You only keep learning and evolving. The more you learn and evolve, the more you become. So you have to be okay with becoming more than you can ever imagine, because when you become more, you help more. When you help more, you discover more. When you discover more, you're able to use your success to be a blessing for others. I'm like, wow, that's crazy. Who would have thought I would have learned all this stuff in the last 5 years? Well, it's been 5 years. So many lessons. But just because it's been 5 years doesn't mean that it's going wrong. It just means that I'm just learning more. That's all it is. I'm just discovering more. That's all it is. I'm just understanding more. That's it. Well, I saw Shannon Sharp. He said that he's still the same person from when he was a young kid, like growing up in his small town and things of that nature. And I'm like, bro, you're not the same person. You are not the same person because, one, your status has changed. Two, your education has evolved. Three, you have discovered so many different things that a lot of people would never discover. Why is this important? Because you change by the day. If you're remaining the same, how are you growing? If you're remaining the same, how are you learning? If you are remaining the same, how do you change? And not knowing that you change every day, like every day I wake up before the sun. And as the sun is progressing, I literally was changing my tire one time and it was dark. It was like 5:30 in the morning. I'm changing my tire. And about 7:30, you can literally see in the video that I recorded, you can see the sun go from it being dark to it going from light. And now the morning about to start. Change happens with or without you. And if you don't take advantage of the change that you are going to go through, change is going to leave you behind. Because as you're left behind, you don't understand what's ahead of you. You have to find a way to stand out, to change, to grow, and to learn something new. Because learning something new isn't bad. It gives you a perspective to think differently. Because when you dream, why not dream big? Shout out to the book, The Art of the Deal. And so this challenge is going to be great because I'm learning so much in a short span of time. And it just, I'll be able to help so many people faster without trying to figure out how to help them. I can go about helping them accordingly. So that is a great lesson. Great lesson. I think that's going to be my biggest takeaway for this challenge is that I know how to help people consistently. Rather than inconsistent, I know how to help people consistently. That's my goal, is to help people consistently. It's to help people consistently, okay? Make sure I got all these. I looks like I have all of them. Nope, 16. Just keep going till I finish. There we go. 4. Nope. See? I knew I was missing one. I missed one out of 93. There we go. Boom. All right. So what I'm about to do now, I'm going to take a pause on the social media, on the post right now. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to reach out to the people that I have, that I was already in communication with, and I'm going to follow up with them. Alright, so I'm gonna follow up with them and I'm gonna take my phone off of Do Not Disturb. Alright, I spoke with a couple of people a while ago. Oh crap. It would be great. Okay. There's one of them. Okay, let me see. Oh, gotta follow up. Okay, so what I'm doing right now, for those of you that's joining in right now, I am following up with people who I know I needed to follow up with and communicate with. It was just that I didn't reach out to them and I didn't follow up with them, and I just never, you know, never reached out to them because self-doubt was the biggest factor. Nonetheless, the doubt is no longer there. And so now I'm just doing and reaching out on a consistent basis now. Okay. This is Twitter Humphrey. Okay. And I'm gonna document the amount of people that I reached out to as well. There we go. Coming to your podcast. All right, there we go. Okay. Okay, we'll lock in. Okay. We go. What's going on? So what I'm doing right now, I'm actually following up. I'm in the process of following up because I want to reach out to people and follow up for this business, because in order for me to have a business, I have to communicate on a daily basis. And so I just recently finished the updating the podcast information for the podcast information for social media posts. And so that's updated, and then now I took a break from there, and now I'm just following up people who I know I needed to follow up with, but I didn't reach out to them. So that's what I'm doing. So that's why I'm quiet. I'm just communicating and reaching out to people who I haven't followed up with, and that's what I'm doing at this moment. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right, there we go. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Just another one. Hot. Packing the mail is gone. Packing it in is gone. Yeah. Right, there we go. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Let me see. Let me see if I can find this podcast. Let me see if I can find this podcast. Think it was Florida, small biz. Was it? This was it's March. Okay. It's not there, not there, not there. That's cool. Anywho. Conversation form without any issues. You had some great questions. Kept the conversation form. Thanks. Again. I see it's just one Okay, so this is a great one. So I recently did a podcast with I'm not gonna say the podcast yet, not yet. And during this time, like when we did the podcast, it was actually pretty great. It was he asked some great questions, some great insightful questions, and it just naturally flowed. And so what I'm doing is that he communicated with me that he wanted to learn, excuse me, how to make money from it. Then I'm like, oh crap, I forgot to follow up with him because this was like a month and a half ago. However, I'm going to follow up with so many different people, and I'm going to put myself in a better position because I'm following up with people. My goal is to follow up with others. It's going to put me in a better position. So that's why I've been quiet the last couple of minutes because I am following up with people. Yeah. Okay. Okay, I gotta. Yep. Gots to. Okay. Oh, wait, I think I have it right. Was it this one? Let me see. July. When was this conference? 7, 8, 9. Oh, yep, there we go. So, let me see. All right, there we go. Morning. Time for you, 24 hours, you got an idea of where to begin. Alright, there we go. This is good. Where is there we go. One, two, three, four, five, six. Okay. So I know I needed to follow up with a few people. And my biggest challenge was following up with them and just reaching out to them because I didn't want to bother them. I didn't want to ignore them. Not ignore them, but like become worrisome. Not worrisome, but like just do too much and when I'm trying to communicate with them. But I have to get out of my mind, out of my own way because it's not that reaching out to people is bad. I have to be okay with communicating with others just to follow up, just to ask questions, just to see how can I provide value, how can I help, and so on and so forth. Because in order for me to have a successful business, I have to be okay with being uncomfortable while reaching out. And so that was what I was doing. That's why I was quiet for the last couple of minutes. And I was able to reach out to six different people that I was supposed to be following up with a long time ago, but I didn't because I just didn't put the time and effort into it. However, this is what this challenge is going to consist of. Like, I'm putting the time and effort to follow up with others, with people that I know I need to. I know I need to. So that's the whole purpose of this challenge, just to be 100% transparent. Because I know as I'm speaking out and reaching out to different customers, and when I accomplish my goal in the future, I know this is going to be one of the problems that a lot of people struggle with, which is reaching out to people and not necessarily not communicating with others, but giving them the okay that it's okay to market yourself. Like, you have to market yourself, you have to promote, you have to follow up, and so on and so forth. When I'm learning based off like the different training materials that I've been in, you have to be okay with just having the process of following up every single day. So that's what I'm getting the habit of, is just having a habit of following up and understanding that it's not bad to reach out multiple times. So, major lesson, major lesson, major lesson. Created, all right, so this one, how many posts did I create for the created? Creative failure cause of different celebrities. I mean, of course, it doesn't say. Dang, don't just say. That's cool. Gonna have to get it to say. Last second. There we go. There we go. There we go. There we go. Open. Duplicate. Day three. Alrighty, alright. We gonna hit this goal. We gonna hit this goal for sure. There we go. Okay. Post added logo. Double check to make sure. Double check to make sure there was no errors. Double check to make sure that there was no errors in grammar and the post. Reach out to Let me see. Forgot about this. There we go. Let me see. Oh. Let me see. Where is it at? Mm-hmm.
Your message number says say thank you for the mission to keep on support. And okay. Okay, set that. All right, I do mean to reach out to someone who, as a matter of fact, reached out to 7 people. Double check, make sure. Okay, I need to reach out to one of my previous guests and ask her. Okay. So, more. Okay. Okay. No, I've been quiet and typing away. Nonetheless, let me just share about everything that I just recently did. So I need to communicate with people. Excuse me, I need to be in front of people. I need to be out and just really put myself out there even more, because if I'm able to put myself out there more, I'm able to hear the problems, solve the problems, work with customers, work with podcasts, because it's just really continue to grow everything that I'm doing. But in order for me to grow, I have to be okay with communicating with different people. And it was a lesson that I had to learn, because in order for me to really understand that there's something there, that something there was so challenging because I didn't know what the there was. It's me communicating with customers. Like, for instance, like a month before the challenge, I literally was reaching out to different customers, and I learned that you have to ask questions. I'm good at asking questions. However, I wasn't good at asking questions because when it comes to working with customers, because I didn't want to have like an issue or problem and just go through conflict. At least that's what I thought it would lead to. I was wrong. It would not lead to conflict if you're looking to actually care for your customers. I'm looking to care for my customers, and the only way I can care for them is to get feedback from them, communicate with them, reach out to them, see if they're still interested, follow up with them, send the resources, and so on and so forth. So I'm just learning how to really position myself differently, because yes, there's multiple different podcast businesses. On the contrary, I want to be personable. I want to reach out to you. I want to connect with you. And then as I'm growing well beyond me, then the people that I'm working with that's on my team can do the same exact thing. They're going to have a personal relationship with them, going to follow up with them, going to send them resources, going to communicate with them, going to express like different ways that we can help them if they're still interested. And so, like, I want to be out there more often, and I'm going to be out there more often. This is what this challenge is going to help me do, is to be out there more consistently. And as I've been out there more consistently, I'll be able to help more consistently. So that's the goal. That's the process. That's what we are on. So real quick, since I haven't posted none of my challenges for today, what I'm actually going to do, I'm going to post some videos, and that's what we're going to do. We get into it, we get back to it, we get in the groove of everything, because the groove of everything is meant to be accomplished. And in order for me to do that, I have to do it every single day. So
it's knowledge in your...
My goal is to do what? Let's say five for now. My goal is to post 5 different videos. It's not going to be the same videos. It's going to be different videos. So, live, day 1 of 3rd attempt, there we go. Copy. Alright. So now what am I doing? I'm about to post 5 to 10 videos, 5 to 10 different posts. And yep, we get into it. Wait, why is it just 3 minutes? So just 3 minutes now? God, no. Okay. Oh, there we go. Jeez Louise. go. Day two. There we go. Yeah, clips. That's two. Alright. Good, good, good. So now, yeah, dog. Okay.
Every podcast conversation was completely different than the last conversation. The first one was a stepping stone. As you're evolving with time, time is going to show you that it's going to position you in a different way, because as you position yourself differently, you are building your confidence. It takes a lot to step out of your comfort zone and to know that you can build confidence in everything that you do. As you're evolving...
That's actually pretty good. That's actually pretty good. That's actually pretty good. Not gonna lie. I can't even. That was actually pretty good though. You know what I mean? Rename. Let's get it. Add post. The schedule 30 minutes. I'm trying to post a lot of videos within this short span of time. 30 minutes, I set the timer. And we get into it. Embrace challenges, new experience that push you to grow. All right. Yep, there we go. I'm gonna post that. Boom, boom, bow. Let's go. Alright. Today is 11:23. Let's go for 12. Alrighty. Alright, so now I want to post. got the video with Dre. There we go.
And so, in your opinion, what is the most difficult thing to manage when it comes to owning Donatello?
I think if I don't know if I'm going to answer your question, but I'm going to say I think the most important thing in managing Donatello is establishing in our staff the pride and the understanding of that they're and having them feel some ownership or some
now listen to how your story is presented, so don't feel bad, you're doing great so far.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So I do want to go off script right quick. So say hypothetically speaking, I come to Gino and say, hey Gino, I have an idea, I want to get into the restaurant business. How can I start?
Honestly, I guess how you start is you have to have a concept, you know?
Right, Queen. So say how would they speak? I come to Gino and say, hey Gino, I have an idea, I want to get into the restaurant. How can I start?
Honestly, I guess how you start is you have to have
I come to Gino and say, hey Gino, I have an idea, I want to get into the restaurant business. How can I start?
Honestly,
how can I start?
Honestly, you have to have a concept. You know, the first thing is you have to have a concept, a product, something that sets you apart. You know, something that makes people. Makes people think of you as a destination. That's your part. You know, something that that sets you apart, something that makes people think of you as a destination. You know, that's
boom 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 boom.
Think of you as a destination. You know. You know, that's number one. What is it? I would ask you, what is it that I would ask you? You know, that's think of you as a destination. You know, I would ask you, what is it that is going to make people want to come to your restaurant? You know, because people don't have to come here to pay their taxes or to get their teeth done, or, you know, it's not, there's a lot of competition, there's a lot of factors. A lot of competition. There's a lot of actors in. There's a lot of factors in people deciding, hey, where am I going to go spend my money tonight? You know, there's it's not a necessity. You know, there's not a necessity. Money tonight. I'm gonna go spend my money tonight. Not a necessity for them to come here over somewhere else. So I would say that's the first question I would ask you. You know, you have, what is it that's gonna make your restaurant somewhere else? Or your location, your product, or your location, your product, something special or dip, or even drive people to it. That would be the first question I ask. Something special or different, or even drive people to it. That would be the first question. Would your product, something to make your restaurant or your location, with your product, something special or different, or even drive people to it? That would be the first question I ask you.
Say, hypothetically speaking, I come to Gino and say, hey, Gino, I have an idea. I want to get into the restaurant business. How can I start?
I guess how you start is you have to have a concept. You know, the first thing is you have to have a concept, a product, something that sets you apart, something that makes people think of you as a destination. You know, I would ask you, what is it that is going to make people want to come to your restaurant? You know, because people don't have to come here to pay their taxes or to get their teeth done, or, you know, it's not, there's a lot of competition, there's a lot of factors in people deciding, hey, where am I gonna go spend my money tonight? Not a necessity for them to come here over somewhere else. So I would say, what is it that's gonna make your restaurant or your location, your product, something special or different, or even drive people to it? That would be the first question I ask you. Say,
Dang, he's gonna take that long to download? That's crazy. Alright, so anywho, so been live, been streaming for the last 2.5 hours, and today has been incredible. I didn't know the edit was gonna take so long. However, I am going to post 5 to 10 videos before the day is over with. On the contrary, today we went over the post that the podcast information to help you gain a better understanding of the podcast industry itself. We not only went over the podcast industry, but we reached out to different people. We follow up, we document, and we are tracking everything that we're doing so we can stay consistent with growing a podcast business within the next 90 days. And so the reason why this is so important is because as you continue to grow, continue to show up, and then as you're showing up, you will eventually learn how to do business. My goal is to do business, but the only way I can do business is by showing up on a consistent basis. So this has been day number 3, my 3rd attempt to grow a podcast business within the next 90 days while helping 100 entrepreneurs launch their podcast, grow their podcast, make money from their podcast. And the goal is to make $100,000 within the next 90 days. And we're going to hit the goal because we're doing the work every single day. So this has been great. This has been phenomenal. We're going to catch back up on day 4, 3rd attempt tomorrow. So stay tuned. We're going to see you there.